There seems to be a popular misconception when it comes to the modern UFO phenomenon, specifically when it comes to cases involving abductions.
You guys ever notice UFOs only abduct white people? Hey, what the fuck, man? What are they afraid of, huh? Oh, we can't abduct Asians, because if we do, pretty soon they're gonna build spaceships just like ours in a couple of weeks. We can't abduct Latinos, because if we do, pretty soon they're gonna come to our planet. I definitely can't abduct black people, because if we do, that will make us racist. Looks like white people going for a ride.
While it might very well be that the people of Caucasian ancestry are the demographic of the human population that is most frequently mentioned in the media, it would be inaccurate to restrict the phenomenon of abduction, or let's call it missing time, to something that is only reported by white people. It was around the time of World War II when UFO sightings became a regular part of the public consciousness. The term flying saucer was coined. And then, of course, there was the famous Roswell UFO incident, and the first famous abduction case involved a couple by the name of Betty and Barney Hill. That case is well known in the field of ufology and has been the focus of numerous books, movies, and TV programs with reenactments of the events which Betty and Barney claim took place. I bring this case up for two interesting reasons. Well, interesting to me at least. The first is that Mr. Hill was a black man, an African American, if you prefer that term. And the second part of this case, which piqued my interest, is the availability of Mr. Barney Hill's original hypnosis session. While the movie's based on these real cases can be fun and entertaining to watch, I found that their dramatizations often leave out important information, so I'd like to take a moment now to play an excerpt of Mr. Barney Hill, in his own words, describing an event which changed his life forever.
Deeper and deeper, deeper sleep. Far asleep. Deeper and deeper. Fully relaxed. All muscles are relaxed. You're comfortable. Relaxed. You will not be anxious or distressed, but you will remember everything and you will tell me everything. Yes. And Betty said, look, there's a star moving. And I look and I see a star. Funny. But I said, Betty, that's a satellite. We are seeing a satellite. And then I pulled over to the side of the road. And Betty jumped off her side, on her side, with the binoculars. And I got the chain. And I hooked it to the dog on her collar. And I said, come on, Dopsy, let's get out. She jumps out. And I look toward the sky, and I see that this is not a satellite. It is an airplane. It is an airplane. You can see I think you can see the rows of windows, and it is an airplane, and I calculated it and give the binoculars back to her. Drive, and Betty is still looking, and she says, "Bonnie, that is not a plane. It is still following us." And I stop, and I look, and I see it is still out there, off in the distance. So I search for a place to pull off the road, and I see a dirt road to the right of the main highway, and I think this is a good place I can pull off, and if any car comes, it won't strike me. And I am thinking, this is strange, because it is still there. Believe Betty is trying to make me think this is a flying saucer. Was it light enough to see? It was just a light moving through the sky, and I heard no noise. And I think this is ridiculous. And Betty, it is not a flying saucer. What are you doing that for? You want to believe in this thing, and I don't. And I can't hear any sound.
No sound, whatever.
I want to hear a jet. Oh, I want to hear a jet so badly.
Why do you want to hear a jet?
Because Betty is making me mad. She is making me angry. Because she is saying, look at that. It's strange. It's not a plane. Look at it. And I keep thinking, it's got to be. And I want to hear a hum. I want to hear a motor.
How far away was it?
It wasn't far. It was about 1,000 feet, I guess.
1,000 feet.
1,000 feet.
Did it go back and forth, or did it go in circles like a plane does?
It would go toward the west, and without looking as if it turned, it would come straight back. It would go like I think of a paddle and a ball with a rubber. You hit the ball, and the ball goes straight out and comes straight back about a circle. And I think only a jet could fly that fast. And I am hoping I can find a good place where I can stop and really see this thing, whatever it is. I think I will get a good look at this, because Betty was very annoying. She was annoying by telling me to look, and I can't look. I have to drive the car. I want to wake up.
You're not going to wake up. You're in a deep sleep. You're comfortable, relaxed. This is not going to trouble you. Go on. You can remember everything now. It's right over my right. God. What is it? And I try to maintain control so Betty cannot tell I am scared. God, I'm scared. It's all right. You can go right on, experience it. It will not hurt you now. I gotta get back up.
And it is there. And I look. And it shifts over. And I think, I'm not afraid. I'll shoot it down. I'm not afraid. And I walk out. And I walk across the road. There it is, up there. Oh, God, there it is.
Calm down. Calm down, it's there, but you can see it, but it's not going to hurt you. Go on.
Why doesn't it go away? Look at it. It doesn't matter.
Calm. It's not going to hurt you.
There's a man, and the captain, what is he? You gotta look at me.
Just a minute, let's go back a little bit now. You say it's there, did you say it was 1,000 feet away?
Oh, no.
1,000 yards.
It doesn't look that far. It's very big. And it's not that far. And I can see it tilted toward me.
Tilted? What does it look like now when you say tilted? Did you see
it
wings?
Looks like a big pancake with windows and rows of windows and lights of not light, just one huge light.
And rows of windows like a commercial plane?
Rows of windows. They're not like a commercial plane because they curve around to the size of this pancake. And I say, my God, no, I have to shake my head. I got to, it can't be true. This isn't there. Oh, it's still there. and I look up and down the road. Can somebody come and tell me this is not there? It can't be. And it's all...
You're still asleep, but you can see it all clearly.
It's there.
You sure it's there?
Yeah.
You weren't having a dream?
It's there.
You'd had no sleep that evening?
I touch my right arm. It's not my right, it's my left arm. And then I touch my right arm. And it is my left arm. I'm confused.
You're clear now. You're relaxed.
It's still there. If I let my binoculars fall and dangle from my neck and then start over again, maybe it won't be there. But it is. Why? What do they want? What do they want? One person looks friendly. He's friendly looking. And he's looking at me over his right shoulder. And he's smiling.
Could you see him clearly?
Yes, I thought.
What's his face like? What does it make you think of?
It's round. I think of a red-haired Irishman. I don't know why. But I think I know why. Because Irish are usually hostile to Negroes. And when I see a friendly Irish person, I react to it by thinking I will be friendly. And I think this one that is looking over his shoulder is friendly.
You say looking over his shoulder. Was he facing away from you?
Yes, he was facing a wall. And
you saw him through this window? You said there was a row of windows.
It was a row of windows. Just a huge row of windows, only divided by struts or structures that prevented it from being one solid window, or then it would have been one solid window. And the evil face on the, he looks like a German Nazi.
He is enough. Did he have on a uniform?
Yes.
What kind of uniform?
It was black. He had a black scarf around his neck, dangling over his left shoulder.
You pointed it out as if it were on you.
I never noticed that.
He had a black scarf or anything. How could you see these figures so clearly at that distance?
I was looking at him with binoculars.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Did they have faces like other people? You say one reminded you of a red-headed Irishman.
His eyes were slanted. I see it so. His eyes were slanted. But not like a Chinese.
What was Betty doing all this time?
I'm not close to her. I don't know.
You're out there by yourself and you don't think of her. Is she saying anything?
I can't hear her.
Did you make any outcry to her the way you did to me?
I can't remember. I don't know. I did not.
You would remember it if you did.
I did not. But I know this creature, this leader is telling me something.
He's telling you something. How? How is he getting it to you?
I can see it in his face.
Do you see his lips move? Yes.
No, his lips aren't moving.
Yes, go on. He's telling you.
And he's looking at me.
What did he tell you?
Stay there and keep looking. Just keep looking and stay there. And just keep looking. Just keep looking.
Could you hear each other?
Oh, I gotta pull these binoculars away from my eyes. Because if I don't, I'll just keep staying there.
Could you hear him tell you this?
Oh, no, he didn't say it.
You felt he said it.
I know.
You know he said it.
Just there, yeah. Just stay there, he's saying to me.
All right.
I'll dig in my head.
All right.
Pull the binoculars away. God, give me strength.
All right.
Pull them down. Run. Pull these binoculars down and run. God, if there's a God, give me strength. I gotta get away. Oh, Betty.
All right, all
we
right.
Gotta get away, Betty.
All right, calm down, calm down.
I'm driving.
Calm
I gotta
down.
Get away.
Oh. How could you be sure he was telling you this? Calm down, you're still asleep.
Well.
How could you be sure he was telling you this?
His eyes. I've never seen his eyes before.
But you said they were friendly. You said they were friendly.
Oh, no. Not the leaders. I said only... He wasn't looking over his shoulder.
Oh, I see. The leader was
friendly.
How did you know the other one was the leader?
Because everybody moved. Everyone was standing there looking at me. But everybody moved to these levers or in the back, or they went to this big board. They looked like it looked like a board. And only this one with the black shiny jacket and the scarf stayed at the window. Oh, those eyes. They're in my brain. Oh, please. Can I wake up?
Stay asleep a little longer.
Oh.
We'll get through this now, all right. We'll get through it all right. Follow your feelings,
oh.
Tell me. It won't upset you so much.
You're there. Isn't that funny? Oh, the woods.
Yes. What about Betty?
I don't know.
Isn't she saying anything?
Oh. I don't understand. Are we being robbed? I don't know.
What makes you think you're being robbed?
I know what's in my mind, and I don't want to say it.
Well, you can say it to me. You can say it now.
They're men. All with black jackets. And I don't have any money. I don't have anything. I don't know. The eyes are there. Always the eyes are there. And they're telling me. I don't have to be afraid. Is there an accident down the road? What's the red? The bright red.
Bright red?
Yeah.
What is that?
Orange and red.
Where is that?
Right down the road.
Down the road.
And I don't have to be afraid. But they won't talk to me.
Who won't talk to you?
The men.
In the vehicle?
No, they're standing in the road.
And where are you? You're in the car?
No. I'm just suspended. I'm just floating about. Oh, how funny.
I don't want to be operated on. You don't want to be operated on. What makes you think of an operation? You were thinking about this when you were there on the road?
I was thinking about this when I was lying on my stomach.
Where were you lying on your stomach?
I thought I was inside something, but I did not dare open my eyes. I had been told to keep my eyes closed.
Who told you that?
The man.
What man?
That I saw through the binoculars.
Was this one of the men in the road?
No.
Well, who were these men in the road? Or what part did they play in this?
They took me and carried me up this ramp.
Did you feel you were going to be operated on?
No.
Did you feel you were going to be attacked in any way?
No. I was laying on the table. And my fly was open. And I thought, are they putting a cup around my private parts, and then it stopped, and I thought, how funny.
Speak a little louder, please.
I thought, how funny if I keep real quiet and real still, I won't be harmed and it will be over. And I see Betty is coming down the road, and she gets into the car, and I am grinning at her, and she is grinning back at me, and we both seem so elated, and we are really happy. And I'm thinking, it isn't too bad. How funny. I have no reason to fear. And we look, and I see a bright moon. And I laugh and say, well, there it goes. And I'm happy.
Betty Hill claims she and her husband Barney were abducted while driving through New Hampshire in 1961. Her full story was only revealed when she was hypnotized. She said a spacecraft blocked the road in front of them. She and Barney were taken aboard by its crew of aliens.
There was one person there who spoke English in a very limited way, who kept trying to reassure us that no harm was going to come to us. They just wanted to do some simple tests. Both of our exams were very similar in most parts, and that they were very interested in our eyes, ears, nose, throat. They took scrapings of our skin, sample of our hair, and are interested in our feet. Then with me, they did what they called testing my nervous system, and he tried to insert a needle-like instrument into my navel, which he called a pregnancy test, and it caused pain, so they stopped doing it. They were all basically dressed alike in a one-piece dark outfit, but some were wearing jackets, but not all of them. Some were wearing caps, but not all of them. About 6 weeks after our abduction, Bonnie and I came home one night, and on the kitchen table was a pile of dry leaves and my blue earrings I was wearing that night. So we knew. They knew where we lived.
It is quite suspicious to me that the part about one of the UFO occupants being dressed as a, quote, German Nazi has always been left out of the media and movies discussing the Hill UFO incident. That said, the new X-Files series has introduced an interesting twist in its new season where the audience is now told that UFO abductions have been conducted by military intelligence using advanced technology, much of which has been suppressed since World War II. Could it be that our own government or shadow government may be involved in activities such as genetic manipulation on an unsuspecting public that have been largely then blamed on aliens? Not to say that there's no such thing as ET abductions, if indeed such a thing takes place, but it seems likely to me that if this phenomenon is real, then so is the involvement, at least in part, by corrupt elements of our ruling elite. My name is Robert Sepper. I appreciate your time, and thank you for spending some of it with me. Thank you for listening.